I can do all things. I have the wisdom of God. Lord, grant to me wisdom. First of all, I know for me, so I'm going to talk about me right now, not having a specific, definite plan in place for even my day like today, I lost a lot of time. Knowing I had to bring the word, and I didn't write it down, my list, like I was supposed to, and I had a doctor's appointment this morning, so I'm going to do that. Bishop and I used to pray together. We're going to do that, but this time, and I look up, and it's this time, and after I got back from the doctor's office, I look up, and it's this time, and I should have had a schedule of time. Miss Gathering and Mr. Catlett, don't they change periods when the bell rings on time? My students never liked me because of most classes, when the bell rang, they just got up and run out. No, don't you run out of my room. You sit here. Let me turn the bell, sir. You sit here till I excuse you, and if you'll be quiet real quickly, I'll let you go quickly. But a schedule is what I'm saying. So we've got to be precise in taking this dominion. Know what you want. Oh, we were praying the other day last week. I said, Lord, thank you for this person who created this GPS. Bless them. Or the company or whatever. We stopped in Cincinnati, and that thing just took us straight to the hotel. And we left Cincinnati and went on to Cleveland, and that thing just took us straight to the hotel. And we left Cleveland and came home, and it just sent us straight home. We got up about Tupelo or Shannon or somewhere up, wherever we were. Bishop said, you can turn that thing off now. I know where I'm going. But it was specific, is what I'm saying. It was direct. And I heard a lady playing tennis, a golf, I believe it was. And she, this one swing, she said, I practice 2 hours a day, every day. 2 hours a day, the same swing. If you're going to take dominion over whatever it is that you need to take dominion over, you got to practice 2 hours a day, the same swing. Amen. Amen. Say dominion. 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 So you can have what you say. According to Mark 11:24. You can have what you say. I'm not going to go there. We know that scripture so well. I don't have time to go there. And what I want you to see now, how God gained dominion over this darkness by speaking. That utterance came out of his mouth, let there be light, and there was light. And he went on and said, let there be whatever else, and there was. He took dominion over an empty earth, and he filled it up with animals and birds and trees and then man. And then God trusted us to take care of his earth. Have you ever assigned somebody something to do? And they didn't do it. I've been guilty of my husband many times. You didn't do that. I told you to do that. Been so patient with me. That's why I stayed with him. Nobody else wouldn't be that patient with me. But he trusted us, and he's still trusting us. Now, he's given us a position now. He's called us out of the world of darkness. He prepared Jesus for us to be our Savior and Lord. Somebody preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. You heard this gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe, and you call upon the name of the Lord, and now you're saved. And since you're saved, and since you've been made in God's image, he says, you got to take dominion. He said, I'm showing you what to do. I wasn't playing. The preach came on me right then. he said, I ask me for wisdom. James chapter 1. I show you what to do. He said, I prepared Holy Spirit that was there. He said, oh, you let Jesus go and die and rise again. He said, I'll go down there and live in them. He said, I'll go down there and live in them. They don't ever have to worry or wonder about what to do and what's right, when to do and how to do. I'm in there. And if they'll ask me, I'll show them every time. So now, but if they go run off on their own, do stuff on their own, like Adam and Eve did, listen to the snake, like Adam and Eve did, so they'll get in trouble. Then Jesus said, well, Lord, Father, if they get in trouble, how are they going to get back? He said, that's your job. And Jesus said, I'll go. Take dominion, because it's your job. It's your creation. It's the way you were made. Stuff. Say stuff. Say it again. Stuff that's been bothering you and aggravating you and hindering you and procrastination and all of this stuff and lack and looking down on yourself and looking out at somebody else and looking across over there instead of looking into the word has caused your trouble. But God has come tonight to set you free. And whom the Son sets free, John chapter 8, is free indeed. So thank you, Lord. I receive my total freedom through your word. I'm free. And I'm free indeed. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have what you say. And you start saying, I have dominion. He said, ask them. And I got three areas that he gave me to mention here in your dominion. One is your relationships. One is your relationship with your spouse. Husbands, brag on your wife. Wife, brag on your husband. Love them like I said. And then in your home, your children, if you have them still at home and you're raising children or grandchildren, do it like I said. And then if you're not, whoever you associate with, first and foremost, foremost, love. Love. So you got to take a, come on right now, take a drink of love. Come on, take a drink of love. Take another drink of love. Of the Holy Ghost, of power, and the anointing of God. Take a drink of love. You remember, I won't call the name, but you remember those young people from Mississippi State that came out here, three of them, from a foreign country? And they ate a lot of garlic. Because Bishop, one of them was an usher, and Bishop would meet with the ushers in the office. You ushers can remember it. I remember going out there one Sunday evening, and the whole office smelled like garlic because it was coming out of their pores. We want the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of God, the power of God, the Holy Ghost of God emanating out of your pores and spreading into whomever and onto whomever you come in contact with.